Well, today is National Wear Red Day because we are kicking off Heart Month. It's the month of February, and the goal is to raise awareness for women's heart health. And joining us live in the studio now is MedStar Health Institute cardiologist, Dr. Susan Bennett. Dr. Bennett, thanks for being back with us here at WTOP. Talk to us a little bit about where we are in terms of women and heart disease. Are the numbers still going up? Are we making any headway? What's the situation?
Well, cardiovascular disease, so heart disease and stroke, is still the number one killer of American women and American men, for that matter. But it is getting better. We are making some headway. Some of us are doing a better job with diet and exercise. Some of us are allowing us, you know, treatment for blood pressure and cholesterol. So heart disease and stroke in women has gone down about 25% in the last 5 years. So we're making some headway, but it still kills almost 430,000 women every year.
Why do you think it's still difficult to get the message to women? I know a few years ago we heard that, you know, women are always the caretakers of their family, but may not be taking care of themselves so well. Why is that still a difficult message to get across?
Well, I think that women have had so many other health concerns, such as breast cancer, which is an important concern. So it's somewhat competing with that. But it is so important that women understand and know this. And as women, we often will take care of our families and we'll often think, well, it's not me, it's my girlfriend because she's 20 pounds heavier than me. But in fact, we really need to be aware of risk factors, because if we're able to control those risk factors, we'll be able to avoid all those horrible things. In fact, we can cut down heart attack and stroke by over 80%.
So that means women need to talk with their doctors about family history, especially.
Know yourselves and know your numbers. You know, we wouldn't buy a dress without checking out, you know, what size it is. So know what your blood pressure is. It should be less than 120 and less than 80 on the bottom. Know what your cholesterol levels are. Don't leave your doctor's office with them saying, oh, your cholesterol levels are fine. You really want to be able to understand what your numbers are.
Why is the situation so much different for women than men with heart disease?
A lot of it has been awareness, both among women for many years and among the physicians taking care of them. That has improved, but there are still sectors of women that the message hasn't gotten out to, and those are women of color in general.
Talk a little bit about the symptoms of heart disease, because they're different in women than they are in men. And I think a lot of women sometimes ignore them because they aren't the traditional things that happen when you have when you're perhaps headed for a heart attack or stroke.
They can be different. Lots of times they are similar. So I've had women, you know, have classic symptoms for heart attack and stay home because they thought it was just a little reflux or something. So it can be pressure or tightness. It doesn't have to be pain, typically located in the middle of the chest. But for women, it can often be located straight across in the back, in the upper back area. Shortness of breath, excessive fatigue are often symptoms. If you have these symptoms, go to your doctor and say, I'm concerned I might have heart disease. What do you think?
What are some of the things that are going on this month to help raise awareness?
Oh, there's a fashion show in New York. There's lots of events in various hospitals. MedStar Heart Institute recently joined hands with the Cleveland Clinic in a strong relationship, growing the cardiac practice at the hospital and also raising awareness among employees and the population of D.C.
Excellent. An important topic, and we thank you for coming in to share your insights with us, and hopefully a lot of women will get themselves checked out this month especially. That's Dr. Susan Bennett. She is a cardiologist at MedStar Heart Institute.